This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
All right, here we go.
The Wood Brothers of Boulder, Colorado, have been making music pretty much all of their lives. And true to their name, they really are brothers. But it's only recently that they started making music together. The result? What they call a newfound fraternal synchronicity.
If you get to worry,
what you ought to do is sing.
If you get worried,
what you ought to do is sing.
The Wood Brothers' latest album is called The Muse, and they'll be performing tomorrow night at the Somerville Theater. They spoke with Anthony Brooks back in September and performed some of their new material, including this song called Sing About It.
Sing about joy, sing about
the redemptive power of song. That's the Wood Brothers performing Sing About It off their new album, The Muse. Chris Wood on upright bass, his brother Oliver Wood on guitar, and Jano Ricks on percussion. They're joining us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. And Chris, Oliver, Jano, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you, and great song. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Chris and Oliver, let me start with you. You're the brothers, of course, of the Wood Brothers. Tell us something about your musical background. I understand you grew up in Boulder, Colorado. What did you listen to as young folks coming up?
Well, since Boulder, Colorado is the home of the blues, this is Oliver and I'm kidding. we did listen to a lot of blues, actually. Our dad had a really cool record collection, and he's also a great guitar player, singer himself, kind of from a real folky out of the folk era, the late 50s, early 60s. And so he had a huge repertoire of folky numbers. So that was a huge influence, just sort of watching him and listening to him play and then rifling through his records.
So my understanding here is that at one point you guys go in completely different directions. Oliver, you went southeast to Atlanta. Chris, you came up here to the Northeast. You landed at the New England Conservatory, and you were one of the founding members of Modesky, Martin, and Wood. So what brings you guys back together?
Well, this is Chris, and, you know, I think we just were pursuing our own musical careers. We didn't really see a lot of each other for many, many years, maybe just at family vacations at the most, but we didn't really know what we were doing. We were both just trying to make a career out of music, which is weird enough. But I think eventually, once we kind of each grew up and had been doing it for many years and got a little more comfortable with ourselves, and we kind of looked up from what we were doing and realized that we both had the same job and we should try doing something together.
And Oliver, I heard that at one point you sat in with Modesky, Martin, and Wood. So tell us what happened there.
Yeah, well, at one point my band was playing a bill with Chris's band, and I sat in with Modesky, Martin, and Wood just for fun, and we hadn't done that before, and it just ended up being a real magical feeling just to stand next to my brother and play, you know, after all these years of sort of being on the road and seasoning ourselves, and just to stand up there and play together. We just really, really connected on a level that was really woke us up, and we're like, wow, we need to do something here, because it just feels so good to do.
Well, it sounds great. Now, of course, we mentioned Jano Ricks on percussion, but I understand we're using that term pretty broadly. You're playing an instrument. Do I have this right? You sort of invented it? Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, me and my friend invented it. Imagine a really cheap classical guitar with some steel strings on it, spaced in the completely wrong kind of spacing, and a clothespin and some tambourine jangles, and sometimes soup can lids, some Velcro, a lot of electrical tape.
Let's hear it. Just give us like a 10-second road test there. All right, now I'm getting the picture. All right, that's great.
It's great for us because it allows us to play in this kind of situation. We're in a room together with just acoustic instruments, but we can still have something that functions like a drum set.
I see.
And it's not ethnic sounding. It doesn't sound like it's from Brazil or some modified African instrument. It's kind of just this
American
weird American invention.
So, Chris and Oliver, you have this sort of great brotherly connection, and when you sing together, that comes through. What does having a non-brother, Jano, what does he contribute to the sound?
Well, it's kind of the glue. It's the best way to make siblings sound good is to add a third non-sibling voice. So I don't know why that is. I think maybe, you know, family members, they sound great together. It's so natural. They have a similarity in their vocal cords or something. But maybe they're too similar to get the full effect. So adding someone else makes it sing better. I don't know. It's kind of a mystery.
Jano, what's your theory on that?
They're the only band I've sung with where I don't have to do anything to my voice to make it blend. So it just kind of surprisingly, just the first rehearsal we had, I could just not affect my voice at all, and it just worked really well. So
maybe he's your long-lost brother.
He might be my long-lost brother.
That's my theory, too.
We're talking to the Wood Brothers. Guys, why don't you do us another song, would you?
Yep, we're going to do the title track here.
The Muse.
As I sit on the end of this, I never made that. Oh, guitar in my lap, a new tune in my head. There she stands in the doorway, just brushing her hair. It's my beautiful muse in her underwear. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, whoever you are, for the muse of this old guitar. Times like these, so sweet and so true, and thinking's the last thing. As I sit on the end of this dirty old bar, trying to work some things out, not getting too far. And as I drown out the voices that are keeping me down, there's a muse all alone on the other side of town. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, whoever you are, for all the whiskey in this dirty old bar. Times like these, so sad but so true, thinking's the last thing. And as I sit on the bed in this hospital room, she's shedding a tear for the bride and groom. Tiniest voice starts to bellow and cry. It's my finest work yet, if today I should die. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, whoever you are, for the muse and the miracle right here in my arms. Times like these, so sweet and so true. Thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. Thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. Yeah, thinking's the last thing that you wanna do.
That's the Wood Brothers performing the title track off their new album, The Muse. I want to ask you guys about your sound? Because before you got together, Chris, you'd been playing mostly contemporary jazz. Oliver, you'd been playing a lot of R&B and funk. And yet together you formed a sort of blues roots band. Tell us how this evolved. Or was there a negotiation around this? Or did that just sort of happen naturally?
Well, when we decided to do something together, we had no idea what it was going to be. In the beginning, we just knew what it wasn't going to be because we didn't want to repeat what we've done before. But, you know, what I think a lot of people don't realize is the music that the Wood Brothers is inspired by is 80 to 90% the same music that inspired Modesky Martin and Wood and Oliver's band King Johnson. There's a lot of overlap, and you know what you're inspired by and then what you do with it is kind of a different thing, and a lot of it has to do with where you are developing the music. I for one had been up in New York City and involved with the downtown music scene and people like John Zorn and John Lurie and Mark Rebo, and that kind of environment just spawned a certain thing, a certain energy that made Modesky Martin Wood what it was, partly. And I think Oliver was down in the Southeast and doing a different thing and surrounded by a different environment. But, you know, for me, it's completely come in full circle. It's like music that I grew up with, stuff we listened to in our dad's record collection. So this is actually feels like home.
I want to ask you how you guys recorded this album, because I understand you did it mostly sort of live to tape with the three of you circled around microphones, and this is almost an old-fashioned idea about how to record an album. Tell us why this approach.
Well, a lot of it has to do with all that music I mentioned that we're influenced by. A lot of it was recorded like that. The whole recording music history is very interesting, and what happened in the 80s and 90s, well, a lot of musicians are trying to undo that and go back to something that was lost during that process. So for us, the room is really important. Capturing the sound of the room, not just the instruments, is really important. And it gives the listener, the experience of really hearing the music in a space. So between that and working with analog tape, it gives the music a certain warmth and something that's pleasing to the ear that's kind of intangible. Nobody can explain it, but it's just nice. Mm. So we're doing that on this record.
Well, we'd love to hear you do one more song for us. Can you play us out on something?
Yes, we can. We're going to do a song called Wasting My Mind.
All right, Wasting My Mind from the Wood Brothers. Their new album is called The Muse. Guys, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And this is Wasting My Mind.
One, two, three. Wasting.
The Wood Brothers will be performing at the Somerville Theater tomorrow night. Their latest album is called The Muse. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
The questions I keep asking you. You look at me like I'm a fool. I'm wasted.